Today's shiur is a Masechta Ksuvos on Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin with the first Mishnah on the Daf, four lines from the top of the Yamed. A brief Hakdama. This Mishnah is patterned after the Mishnah that we had in yesterday's shiur on Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. Let us quickly review that Mishnah. Hanoisei Esaisha V'loi Motzol Abesulim He Oymeres Mishur Astani Nanasti V'Nestapcha Sadeu V'Hu Oymer Loiki Ela Achle Aristicha In yesterday's Mishnah, we know what happened. We know that she was an anusa, she was raped. The question, the difference of opinion between the husband and the wife is when did it take place? The wife says, Bori, it is certain that it took place after the Arison, and your field got ruined. It's not fair, but such is life, that's what happened, and I therefore am supposed to get 200 mon of the ksuba. And the husband, taina shema, maybe, how do I know that it happened after? Maybe it happened before, and therefore I didn't realize that you were no longer a psula, and it's a mekachtos. As we'll see in today's sugya, there's a machlokas whether konsa becheskes psula v'nimtza b'ula, if he thought she was a psula and in fact she was not a psula, whether the ksuba is a mona, he would still have to pay 100, or it's a total mekatos and he pays nothing. But it's a question here of bori v'shema, and the Gemara tells us, first let's finish the Mishnah, Rav Gamliel, Rav Lezer, Rav Nemenes, that they are that she is believed. Rav Yeshua, Imer loymi piyanu chayin el harezu becheskes beula ad sheloy tesares vehitosai ad shetavi rilad varel. So Rav Yeshua is of the opinion that she would not be believed, and the money stays uki moine becheskes mora. The money stays with the husband, and hamoitz mechaverel of araya. She has to bring a proof that it happened afterwards in order for her to collect her 200. And Rav Gamliel says she is, and Rav Lezer say that she is believed. The Gemara explained to us that although we paskin like Rav Nachman, that bori v'shema lav bori yadav, that if I say that you definitely owe me $100 and you say I'm not sure if I do or not, that's not enough of a proof for you to be motzi the money from me. Even though we paskin bori v'shem alav bori yadav, we still paskin like Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer in this case that she is believed. The question is, isn't it a case of bori v'shem and bori v'shem alav bori yadav? And the Gemara gave two answers. One answer is that here in our Mishnah we have a migui. She could have said, if she was a lawyer, she could have said something better. She could have said that it was not a rape, but rather it was mukasates. It was an injury due to a piece of wood. And why is this better? Because she would not be usher to a kayin. If she was raped, she still is usher to a kayin. So if she was a lawyer, she should have made up a better story. That proves that she's not a lawyer. So since there's a migui here, therefore we paskin like Rav Gamliel or Rav Elazar that she is believed. Bori v'shem alav bori yadav, there's no migui. Here there's a migui. We believe her, and she could extract the money from her husband, the full 200 mana. Or the Gemara gave another answer. We know that the husband and wife both say that she was raped. The question is, when did it happen? Here she has a cheskes haguf. She was born as a psula. So she has a precedent, a chazaka, that her whole life she was a psula. That status changed. A chazaka tells us that the status changed at the last moment, and it didn't happen before the Arison, but rather it happened after the Arison. That's why she's believed over here to take the money from her husband. In a regular case of Bori V'Shem, Alav Bori Yadav, there is no Cheskes Haguf, and that's why we pass like Rav Nachman that Bori is not enough to extract the money. That was the explanation of yesterday's Mishnah. Similarly, in our Mishnah today, let us begin the Mishnah now. He Oymeres Mukas Eitz Ani. The Hu Oymer like Yeladrusash Ishat. Again, it's a case of Bori V'Shema. She says that what happened to me, you didn't find Psulim. What happened was that I had an injury with a piece of wood. And as Rashi In yesterday's shir on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskil Ella tells us at the end of the Rashi, the Ka'amra Mukas Eitz Ani Kaidem Lachen, that she's a Mukas Eitz before the Erison. And what does he say? He says, no, likey, perhaps, Eladrusus Ishat, perhaps you had relations with a man before, Rashi says over here, the first Rashi, the only Rashi on the Mishnah, Kaidem Sharasticha. So, whereas in yesterday's shir, we know what happened. The husband and wife both agree that she was an anusa. The question is, when did it happen? In today's Mishnah, we know when it happened. The husband and wife both agree that it happened before the Erison. The question is, what happened? The wife says it was Mukas Eitz, and therefore she should get... We'll see in the Gemara discussion of Machloikis, perhaps she gets 200, perhaps she gets 100 if she's a Mukas Eitz before the Erison. And he says, no, you had relations with a man, and therefore you will get less, depending if Konsa Becheskas Psula Venimsa Spula, whether you get nothing or whether you get 100. And we'll see this in the Gemara, exactly what her taina is to her husband and what he is responding. But again, it's a case of Bori Vishema, and we have again the same Achloikis. And in fact, the Gemara is going to discuss why do we need these two cases, the Mishnayos on Yud Beis and Mebeis, and the one on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, if they're basically saying the same Achloikis between Rabbi Gamliel and Rav Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Imram Nem Menes, Rabbi Yeshua, Imram Loimi Pionu Chayin, we don't believe her, El Harezu Becheskas Drusas Ish, she is considered to have had relations with a man, Ad Shetavi Rila Dvaran, until she can prove that she was in fact a Mukas Eitz. It was an injury due to a piece of wood. And until that time, Uki Mamona Becheskas Mori, the money stays with the husband. And we say Hamotz Mechavel of Araya, she has to prove that she is entitled to get what she is asking. Now, we need to speak out that we have seen, for example, in this Masechta, and it's Tosis in other areas in Shas as well, but we can see it on Daf Tesamid Beis, the bottom Tosis, Divrei HaMaskil Loi, the last line at the end of the line, V'iloi amrinim migi lahoitzi osi nami shaper. So Tosis tells us the concept that migui is not able to be motzi momen. And that's how we paskin. Migi lahoitzi loi amrinim. And if so, the Meforshim tried to understand why, in fact, here will Migui work. Because, again, our Mishnah, as we said, is patterned after yesterday's Mishnah. If Rav Gamliel and Rav Lezer say that she is believed, it's a Bori Vishema, but Bori Vishema is Lav Bori Yadav. So why do Rav Gamliel and Rav Lezer say that she's believed? As we explained in yesterday's year, because there's a Migui. Now, in yesterday's shir, what was the migui? The migui was that she could have said a better taina of Mukas Eitz, which would not make her prohibited to a kayin. Here, she is saying Mukas Eitz. So what is the better taina? The better taina would be, why should she admit that it happened before the Erison? She should say it was a Mukas Eitz after the Erison. And if, for example, according to the Chachamim, who hold that a Mukas Eitz that he wasn't aware of only gets 100, she would have a migui to say, I was a Mukas Eitz tachtecho, and again, the Stapcha Sadeyu, it's your tough luck, and she would get 200. So she has a migui. So that's why Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yezra say that she's Nemenes, because it's not just a Bori Vishema, in which case we would say Lav Bori Yadav, but rather it's a Bori Vishema with a migui. The question is, it's a migui lahoitzi, a migui lahoitzi loy amrinan. So on this, the Shita Mekabetzis brings down from Shita Yishana that when do we say migui lahoitzi loy amrinan? That's only when it's not bori v'shema. Let's say it's bori u'bori, so bori with a migui would not be moitzi. However, here it's a case of bori v'shema. There we would say migui lahoitzi as well. And in fact, the Shach in Simen Pei Beis in Kloli Migui, Sifkotna Aleph, says this, he saw it in the name of the Bach, and in Sifkotna Tezvov there, in Simen Pei Beis, he says it in the name of Agois Mordechai, that where it's Bori Vishema there, we do say Migui Lahoitzi. And Iktsois the Simen Kuflam Gimel agrees with this, he saw it as well. And this will also explain something else. Because the Chora, this is not even a Mikui in our Mishnah. If you look at the top Taisvis, at the end of the top Taisvis, the Ramaskal Ravasi says Taisvis, V'loi korale migui elefi shehi taina mola b'yoyser. The migui of yesterday's Mishnah and the migui of today's Mishnah is not a classical migui. The classical migui is, believe her with what she's saying now, because if she was a liar, she could have said a better taina, and if she would have said that taina, she would definitely win. According to the halachas of Raya, she would win. Here, while we're saying she has a migui, doesn't prove her case better than what she's saying now. If she says, mukas eitz tachtecha, that it happened after the erison, that's not more believable than mukas eitz before the erison. Or if she says, I was a mukas eitz in yesterday's Mishnah, that's not more believable than saying that she was misharastani nanasti. So Taisa says, you're right, it's not more believable, but it is a better taina. It's personally, she would gain more. In yesterday's Mishnah, she would gain that she's mutter to a kayin. Today's Mishnah, she would gain that she would get 200. If Mukasates before, according to those shitas, only get 100. And if Mukasates after the erison, get 200. So if she would have gained more for herself if she was a liar. So Tosfos calls that a taina mula b'yoyser. But if we look at it in terms of the strength of a migui, it's a migui garua. How does it work? So we'll say the same answer. Since over here it's a bori v'shema, therefore, even though it's a migui garua, and even though it's a migui lahaitzi, we will say migui in this case. Now, in fact, the achronim, we find the Reb Chaim Telzer in the Shiurim on Bava Basra, in Inyani Migui, Reb Shimon Shkop, and the Koibet Shiurim, Chelik Beis Simon Gimel, have a chakira. And in this chakir will be totally whether a migui garua will work or not. What's the din of migui? Is migui din or migui birer? Migui birer means that since I could have tined a better tined, if I was a lawyer, that proves, that's a birer, that what I'm saying now is true, and therefore I should be believed. Or is migui a schus tined? This is what the Shach holds in Simon Pei Beis, ois yud. In our sins, I'm tining to win this case, and one of my tinas could have been a tina, which would have definitely have won me the case. So it's as if I'm tining that tina now. Whatever I could have won with that tina, which I didn't use, we give you the koyach as if you are tining that tina. So it's a din that you have that schus of tining the winnable tina. So the difference in this chakir will be by a migui which what I could have said is not more believable, but is taina ma'ul. It's a better, I could have gained more. Not that I would be more believed, like the cases of Mishnah Yud Beis Amid Beis and our Mishnah Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. It's not more believable what I could have said, but I would have gained more. So if we say it's a birur that I'm saying the truth, then I would be believed. Because if I was a liar, I could have said a taina where I would have gained more. Masha'en came, if it's a schus taina, I could have tined something where I would be believed. I didn't tine that. I tined something else. So we give you the schus as if you would have tined that which you would have been believed on. That's only if your tined would have been something more believable. Here it's not something more believable. Here it's just as believable or non-believable as what you're saying now. It's only more advantageous for you. On that, there's no schus taina, because you wouldn't necessarily win with the other taina either. So based on that, we would not say a migui garua would work. There's also, in our sugya we're going to see, that the Run tells us that chazaka applies on our mission as well. In yesterday's sugya, we passed like Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, because it's not just Bori V'Shema, it's Bori V'Shema with a Migui, Bori V'Shema with a Chazaka. There it was a Cheskes Haguf, because there it was a question, when did the rape take place? Did it take place before the Erison or after? So we say, Chazaka, it took place at the last possible time, not before the Erison. That's why she's believed. Here, where it's not a question of time, Here it's a question. We know the time. Both admit, both agree that it happened before the Erison. The question is, what happened? So here the Ran says it's a different chazakah. The chazakah is that it's based on a rov, that most B'nais Yisrael are not prutzim, they're not mezanois, and therefore we would rather accept her taina that which has with it a cheskes kashrus, that an accident happened, she was injured by a piece of wood, rather than his taina to say that she was an immoral woman and she is a drusas ish. So it's a cheskes kashrus as opposed to yesterday's chazok of cheskes haguf. But either way, it's patterned after yesterday's Mishnah. It's a case of bori v'shema, and according to Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Lezer, she's believed because she has either a migui or a chazaka. According to Rabbi Yeshua, she's not believed, and this is not enough of a raya, and we say hamoitz mechaver all of a raya. Begins the Gemara, Tanisai B'mai, what is the dispute between the husband and the wife? What is she claiming, and what is he claiming? Rabbi Yoichel, Amar B'masai M'mana. She's claiming 200, and he is responding 100. Rabbi Ezer Omer B'manav Aleiklum. She is claiming 100, and he is saying, no, it's a Mekar Toas, and therefore you get nothing. Now the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yoichel, Amar B'masai M'mana. 200 and 100. Why? Because Sovelok Rabbi Meir. He holds like Rabbi Meir. The Omar bein hikar ba bein lo hikar ba masayim, that by mukas eitz, whether he realized she was mukas eitz or not, even if she came into the erison being a mukas eitz and he wasn't aware of it, Rav Meir Shita is that she gets 200. So Rashi explains over here that when it says Savar Lok Rav Meir, it's not that Rabbi Yochanan personally held like Rav Meir. Because of course Rabbi Yochanan himself would go like the Chachamim who disagree with Rav Meir, and they say by mukas eitz, it's only 100. If she loy hikar bo, he didn't realize she was a mukas eitz as she came into the erison. But Rabbi Yochanan, as we'll soon see, had a proof that the Tana of our Mishnah had to hold like Rabbi Meir, and that's why he said the case must be that she's claiming mukas eitz. You weren't aware of it, but I still get 200. The Amar, because Rabbi Meir says bein hikar bo bein loy hikar bo masayim. That's what the Tana of our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, and Rabbi Lezer says. B'mana v'loiklum. Rav Lezer holds that the dispute here is she's claiming 100 and he's answering you get nothing. Savala karabanan da'amri bein hikarban bein loy hikarban mana. That he holds like the rabbanan that whether he knows she's a mukas eitz or he doesn't know she's a mukas eitz, all she can claim if it happened before the erison is to get a mana. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, Rabbi Lezer, like Kamar Rabbi Yochanan. I understand very well why Rabbi Lezer didn't say like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Lezer says she's claiming 100 and he's saying you get nothing. You know why he didn't say like Rabbi Yochanan, the Kamukhi like Rabbanan. Because Rabbi Lezer says, my pshat is better. I'm making the Mishnah fit in according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that Mukas Eitz only gets 100. And you're coming out like Rabbi Meir 200. We don't pass like Rabbi Meir, we pass like the Chum 100. So of course I'd rather set the Mishnah like Rav Meir, like Rabbanan, that she's claiming 100. And therefore, automatically, he must be claiming it's a Mekatos, and he's saying Drusas Ish, and therefore you should get nothing. Ella Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, says the Mishnah speaking that she's claiming 200. And the husband is responding, 100, my time aloy amak Rabbi Lezer. Why did he not say like Rabbi Lezer? After all, we passing like the Chum against Rav Meir. So why did he set up the Mishnah 200 like Rav Meir? He should have said it like Rav Lezer 100, like the Rabbanan. The Gemara answers because Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that concept becheskes psul of nimtzes bula yesh l'ksuv amana, that if he thinks she's a psul and he finds out that she's a bula, she only gets 100, but she does get 100. She doesn't get 200; she gets 100. But there's another opinion that holds that concept becheskes psul of nimtzes bula gets nothing. Rabbi Yochanan's sheet is that she at least gets 100. So if so, hacha hu kamar mana v'hi kamar mana. If you're going to say that Mukas Eitz is going like the Rabbanan against Rav Meir, that her claim is only 100, then what's the dispute? He's saying that you had relations with a man, and therefore it was constant because of Sula, and now I discovered that you're a Bula. And therefore what? What am I offering you? 100. Well, that's exactly the same as what she's claiming, according to the Rabbanan. He's ready to give 100, and she's claiming 100, so what's their fight? What's the difference between his taina and her taina? The Gemara answers, So therefore, the Gemara is saying that Rabbi Yochanan had a proof, if you hold concept of Chesed Pesul of Nimitz's Bula, that you still get 100, so it must be that her claim is for more than 100. And therefore she's claiming 200 because the Mishnah is going like Rav Meir, that Mukat Seitz gets 200. However, Rabbi Lezer will hold that concept of Chesed Pesul of Nimitz's Bula gets nothing. Therefore, our Mishnah can go like Rabbanan, who say that Mukat Seitz only gets 100. Before, if she was a Mukhasetz before the Erisin, and therefore the man is responding, no, I found your Abula, and therefore you get nothing. The Gemara goes on, Bishlam Rabbi Lezer, it's good according to Rabbi Lezer, who says that she is claiming 100, Haina Diktani Tarti. That's why we have two Mishnayis, Yud Beis Amid Beis, Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. Why? Because Chodolafu Kmin Rabbi Bar Chama, V'Chodolafu Kmin Rabbi Chiyah Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Sheshes, as Rashi explains. According to Rabbi Lozer, in Mishnah on Yud Beis Amid Beis, she is claiming 200, because she says, when did it happen? The rape after the Erisin. Nistap Chasadeyu, it's your tough luck, and you owe me 200. What is he responding? Mekartos. And Mekartos means the total Mekartos, and I owe you nothing. So this will exclude from Rab Chiyah bar Avin Amar Rab Sheshes. Rab Chiyah bar Avin Amar Sheshes says, "Konsub Chesav Sula Venimtzis Bula Yesh Lok Suba Mana." And our Mishnah on Yud Beis Mabeis is saying that the husband is saying to the wife, "You get nothing because that it's a Mekach Tos means the total Mekach Tos, and therefore I owe you nothing if it happened before the Erisin." So Mishnah on Yud Beis and Mabeis will be Mafkia, will exclude Rab Chiyah bar Avin, who says you get 100, and it's telling you that according to his Taina, you should get nothing. And the Mishnah here on Yud Gimel Amid Aleph will be Mafkia from Rami bar Chama. What did Rami bar Chama say? Mukas Eitz by Loi Hikar Ba, as Rashi quotes, Divrei HaKoil V'loi Klum. You get nothing. So when she's saying here Mukas Eitz, what's she claiming? According to Rami Bar Chama, she would be claiming nothing if he did not know that she was a Mukas Eitz before the Erisin. And if she is claiming something, she's claiming 100, so this is Mafkia from Rami Bar Chama. So the Mishnah on Yud Beis and Amud Beis is telling us that the man, a Chiddush in the man's claim that he owes nothing, because Konsub Chesav Suv Nimtzis Bula, if she was a Bula before the Erisin, he has to give nothing. And that excludes Rav Chiyah bar Avin. And the Mishnah here on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, where she's claiming 100, like Shitas Chachamim by Mukas Eitz, is Mafkia from Rami Bar Chama, who says that by Loi Hikarbo, everybody holds that she gets nothing. No, we don't hold like that. That's the Chiddush of Mishnah Yud Gimel, that she's claiming 100 and she's... he's answering, I owe you nothing because you were a be'ula. So that's good. El Rabbi Yochanan Tarti Lomali. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, what do you need two Mishnayis? They're saying the same thing. As Rashi explains, the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Beis, according to Rabbi Yochanan, when it says Mekach Tos, it means it's a Mekach Tos from the 200. But the 100, I owe you, because we hold them... Konsub Chesav Sulav and Nimtzas Bu'ula gets 100. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's she claiming? Mishra Astani Den Nasti, Nistap Chasadeyu, and you owe me 200. He's responding, no, I found out you're a Bu'ula, I thought you're a Psula, I only owe you 100. So it's 200 and 100, it's Bori Vishema. That's the exact thing in our Mishnah here also, on Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. She's saying, Mukas Eitz, according to Rabbi Meir, 200. He's answering that you were a drusas ish, and therefore in concept of chasim sulav nimtzibul it's only 100, so it's 200 and 100. Both mishnas are the same. They're bori v'shema. There's migui and chazaka. Everything's the same. What's the chedushim of why do you need two? El Rabbi Yochanan Tarti Lomali. If it's the Talmid of Machlokes Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua, you could say it all in the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and just tell me the chiddush of Rami Bar Chama that a Mukas Eitz does get. Not like Rami Bar Chama says that he gets nothing. We'll go like Rav Meir that it's 200. El Rabbi Yochanan Tarti Lomali. The Gemara answers Chodolei Diachak Koychad the Rami Gamliel, Chodolei Diachak Koychad the Rami Yeshua. There's still a chiddush even according to Rabbi Yochanan. The one Mishnah will tell you a chiddush in Rami Gamliel, how far Rami Gamliel's nemonis of the woman is. And one will tell you the Chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua, how much Rabbi Yeshua says ain't a nemonis, that she cannot extract the money from her husband. Come, I said a mission on Yud Beis and Beis, like the Afakach of the Rabbi Yeshua. That tells you the Chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua, the Afakach, the Klamemer Migui. Even though you could say Migui, Loi Mehemna, she is not believed. What's the Migui? Because she says that I was an Anusa after the Erusin, she could have said I'm a Mukaseitz and she would have been mutter to a Koyin. And even though she has a Migui, Rabbi Yeshua says that's not enough to be Moitzi Mamoin, will still say Bor V'Shem Alav Bor Yadav, even with a Migui. The Mishnah here on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the second, the last Mishnah, that's the Chiddush Rem Gamliel. The how far she is believed. The Avag of the Lekla Memer Migui. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no Migui over here. The whole Migui is according to the Rabbonan. According to Rabbi Lezer's Pshat, there's a Migui. Because she is claiming 100, he's claiming nothing. She has a migui, she could have claimed 200. She has a tiny mola. She could have said the mukaseitz happened after the erusin, and then she would have got 200. That's a migui. That's at least it's a migui garua, but it's at least a migui. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who learned the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir, so whether it happened before the erusin or after the erusin, she's demanding 200. So she doesn't have any better tina if she would have said it happened after the erusin. So there's no migui, so why she believed? The afag of the lekelamein or migui mehemna, she still is believed. And why, in fact, is she believed? So this, the Ran says, as we explained in the Mishnah, because there is here not a chazaka cheskes aguf. It's not a chazaka to mikorad, because our question over here is not when it happened, but what happened. But on the question of what happened, whether it was mukas eitz or whether it was a drusas ish, the Roiv Benois Yisrael are Kshei Rois, they're not Mezana before the Erison, and therefore that Chazaka built on the Roiv tells us that an accident must have happened and she did not have relations with a man, and therefore, even though there's no Migui, according to Ram Gamliel, you're believed that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah because of the Chazaka. Continues the Mishnah, Ra'u Medaberes Im Echad. Whereas the two Mishnahs before were discussing a dispute between a husband and his wife concerning how much ksuba she is entitled to, this Mishnah speaks about a single woman, as Rashi says, bipnuya, and the question that our Mishnah discusses is that Bezdin wants to know if this woman is muteres likahuna, or perhaps she was nivela to someone puzzled to her, and for example, a nosin who is from the Givoinim that David HaMelech prohibited to come into Klal Yisrael, or she had relations with a mamzer, which would puzzle her from kohuna. That is the issue that our Mishnah discusses. Ra'u medaber semechod, if they saw her speaking with someone, a stranger, we're going to have a machloikis in the Gemara what medaberes means. Does it mean nistera, yichud, or does it mean that they actually saw that she was nivellus, that she had relations with this strange person? The Amrullah and Bezdin questioned her. Mati v'shalishen, they asked her, what is the nature of this person? What kind of background does he have? And she responded, Ish ployni v'koyin, who that person is a koyin. Lav dafka koyin means he's a kosher, and therefore I did not have relations with someone who was posel, like a nosan and a mamzer, and I am permitted to marry a koyin. Is she believed or not? Rav Gamliel, Rav Lezer, Rav Nemanis. Rav Gamliel and Rav Lezer say that she is believed because she has a cheskes kashrus, that she had relations with a kosher. Rabbi Shua disagrees, and he says, Loimi piwanu chayin. The mere fact that she secluded herself or had relations with a strange person, that is enough to make a reyesa, to make a defect in her cheskes kashrus, and we don't trust that she had relations with a kosher, but rather we suspect she had relations with a posel, and she becomes posel l'kohuna through that maestabia of that person that we assume was a posel. El Harei Zu Becheskes Be'ulal Nasnul Mamzer. She is considered that she had relations with a Nasnul Mamzer Achatavi Ralad Vareo until she brings proof to her words that she had relations with a kosher. Hoysamu Beres. If we see that she actually became pregnant from that relation, Va'amrula. And they said to her, Mati Bishul Brzeh, what is the nature of this child? Who is the father of the child that you are bearing? And she answered, May Ish Ploini V'Koyin, who he's that person, and he's a Koyin, or he is a kosher. Rav Gamliel, Rav Lazar, Rav Nemanis. Rav Gamliel, Rav Lazar say, she is believed, and she's kosher l'kuna. Rav Yeshua, Merlemi Pionu Koyin, we do not believe her. El HaRezu B'cheskes Muberes, L'Nosna L'Mamzer, she's considered to have become pregnant from a Nosna and a Mamzer, and she is posel l'kuna, at Shetavi Rael Dvera, until she can prove that the father of this child was a kosher and was not a Nosan and a Mamzer. Begins the Gemara, my medaberes, what does the word medaberes in our Mishnah mean? There's a machloek between Zeiri and Ravasi. Zeiri, Omer Nistra, Zeiri says that it means that they secluded. There was yichud between them. Ravasi, Omer Nivala, that the Edom actually saw that she had relations with this person. Ask the Gemara, Bishlam Laziri, Haina Diktani Medaberes. According to Ziri, it's very good, the Lashon of the Mishnah of Medaberes, because Medaberes means that she was like whispering in seclusion, in Yechidus. El Ravasi, according to Ravasi, my Medaberes, how can we use the word speaking concerning an act of Bia? The Gemara answers, Lishna Ma'alya. We do find that certain words are used as a euphemism for the act of Bia Kedichsiv, as we find the pasuk in Mishlei, Perik Lamed Pasukov Kain Derech Isha Mino Efes. The way of a promiscuous woman is Ochla. She eats, meaning she has relations. Umochsa Pia, and she wipes her mouth, the Makamo Erva Va'omra, and she says, Loi Pa'alti Oven, I have done nothing wrong. So we see that the word that Shlomo HaMelech uses in Mishlei for the act of Bia is Ochla. So the same thing over here, the Mishnah used the word medaberes, but it's really a euphemism for the maisa bia. Ask the Gemara, Bishlam l'ziri hana diktani tarti, medaberes umuberes. According to Ziri, that medaberes means yichud. It's very good why we have two cases in our Mishnah. One is yichud, and one is muberes. As Rashi explains, yichud is telling me a chiddush, medaberes is telling me a chiddush in Rabbi Yeshua, that even though they didn't see that she was Niveles, she's still Psul Lakuna. Just by the act of Yichud alone, as the Gemara will soon tell us, because Mal also be Yuchsin, concerning being Mutter to a Koyin, Chazal enacted that even Yichud alone will passel her from Kohana. And it also says the case of Muberes, that even though we see that she became pregnant from this seclusion, Rav Gamliel says that she is believed. So we understand why we have two cases. One to tell you how strong Rav Yeshua holds, and one to tell you how strong Rav Gamliel holds. El Rav Asi according to Rav Asi. Now, what does medaberes mean? Nivala, satarti lomali. What do we need two cases? It's the same thing. One they saw nivala, and one we know it was nivala because she's muberes. The Gemara answers: chadal lahachshir ba, v'chadal lahachshir bebita. One case is to be mater the woman, the first case, and the second where we see she's muberes, that even the child will be mutter as well l'kohana. Ask the Gemara: ha nichlaman diomer. That's good according to the one who holds on Amud Beis L'divrei HaMachshir Bo Machshir Bebita, that if we say that she is mutter, her child is also mutter. El Mandi Amar L'divrei HaMachshir Bo Paisel Bebita. But according to the Mandi Amar, who says that even though she is mutter, but her daughter is posel, Ma'ikil Meimar, what can you answer according to that Mandi Amar? We don't need two cases because in fact the daughter is posel Lekuna. The Gemara answers, Rav Asi, Sover Kamandi Omer L'Divrei HaMachshir Bo HaMachshir Bebita. And Echanami, Rav Asi, who says that Medaberes means Nivala, he will have to hold that both she and her daughter are both Kosher L'Kohuna. What, in fact, is the Machlokas here which we will see also on Amud Beis, if you hold she is mutter, is her daughter mutter as well or not? So the question over here is, does the chazaka of the mother help for the child? The mother has a cheskes kashrus that she was nivela to a kosher. Does that help for the child as well? Why is the child worse than the mother? Because by the mother, until the act of bia, she had a cheskes kashrus. Now we have a suffix whether she was nivela to a posel. So the cheskes kashrus tells us that she was not nivela to a posel. Whereas by the daughter, she never had a cheskes kashrus. She's being born into this suffix of who the father was. So the question is, does the chazak of the mother, does that work for the daughter as well? What is the lumdish understanding of this shaila? So the achroinim, including the stipler and the Kilas Yaakov Tiksubas Simon Chaf, explains that the question over here is whether chazaka is a din or a birur. Do I say that the cheskes kashrus that the mother has is mevarer the suffik? It's mevarer the metzias. There is no longer any suffik. If there is no longer any suffik, then the child that is a result of the relations between the man and the woman is also not a suffik, because you've already paskind, you were mevarer through chazaka. What happened? That she was nivela with a kosher. If so, the daughter is a result of that and is also kosher lakuna. Whereas if you say the chazaka is a din, which means that we have a suffix, we don't know who was she nivela with, the chazaka tells you, it's not mevarer the metzias, but the chazaka tells you that we have to go with her cheskes kashrus, that's good for her. But the daughter who doesn't have the cheskes kashrus, and the chazaka did not tell us definitively through a birur what happened. It's only that you don't know which way to go, so you take the chazaka, and the chazaka tells you how to act, but that could only tell you how to act on the mother who has the chazaka, but not on the daughter who does not have the chazaka, because she was born into the suffix, and the chazaka never was mavar or the suffix. It only told you how to be noeg in the suffix based on the previous chazaka, which doesn't apply to the daughter. That's the shaila, whether man de machshir bo is machshir bebita or not. Amar le'rav Papa Labaye, le'ziri de'amar, ma'amar de'beres nistara. According to Ziri, who says, what does de'beres mean? Nistara. Ve'amar Rabbi Yeshua lo mehemna. And Rabbi Yeshua says that we don't believe her, even though we didn't see that she had relations. And we still don't believe her. We say that she was nivela to apostle. We assume that she was nivela apostle, and therefore she becomes apostle lakuna. Ha'amar Rav, this seems to contradict what Rav said, because Rav said, Malkin ala yichud, as Rashi says, makas mardus. There's a, if someone was miyached, they receive malkus midarabonon, ve'ein oisrin ala yichud. However, if an ashes ish was miyached, she does not become usher on her husband. Lema do like Rabbi Yeshua. Should we say that Rav is not going like Rabbi Yeshua? Because we see in Rabbi Yeshua that even though we didn't see her doing the act of Bia, yet by Midaberis, which according to Ze'iri means Nistara, we assume that she did the act of Bia, and therefore she was Nivela to Apostle, and she becomes Apostle of Kohuna. So Lachari, that's not like Rav. The Gemara answers, Afilutei Rabbi Yeshua. Rav can go like Rabbi Yeshua as well. And by an Eishes Ish through Yichud, she will not become Usher to her husband. We will not assume that she had relations with that strange man. But here, by Kohuna, Ma'al also B'yuchsin. By Kohuna, by Yichus, there, the Chazal were more stringent, and therefore they assumed that there was a Bia, and who was the Bia with an apostle, and therefore she does become apostle Kohuna, according to Rabbi Yeshua, even with Yichud alone. There is a Machlokas here, Rishonim. Tosus Rid says that when we say Malkin al Yichud, it means the Yichud of an Eishes Ish. There is Malkus. However, Taisus here, the bottom Taisus, Divrei Maskil, Malos B'Yuchsin, brings the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Pei Aleph, where the Gemara says that Malkin al Yichud is only by Pnuya, but by Eishes Ish, we are not Malkin because Atomaitzi Laz al Boneo. If Chazal would have instituted Malkus for Yichud of an Eishes Ish, then people would say that the child the children are mamzerim, and therefore for Eishes Ish we did not give malchus for Yichud. Meisrei asked the Gemara, Ra'u shenichnasah im echad l'seisur. We saw this woman going with someone in Yichud, in hiding. As Rashi says, the word seisur seems to indicate that she went into seclusion, but not that there was an act of bia. As we turn to Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Oiluchurbar, she went into ruins. Rashi says that a ruin is a place which is stama l'beila shumakam l'znus. That znus was done there v'amrula, and then they said to her, Mati v'shalish zeh, what kind of person were you with? And she answered, Kayinhu, he's kosher uben achi abahu, and he is my father's brother's son. In other words, he's my cousin. So there was no problem in my relation with him, and I am mutter to a kohen. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Nemenes. They are of the opinion that she is believed. Rabbi Yeshua, Amar lo mipianu kohen. Rabbi Yeshua says she's not believed. El harei zu becheskes beula l'nasnu l'mamzer. She's considered that she had relations with a nasnu mamzer. She's pasul l'kuna atchatavi ra'al d'varaj until she can prove that she had relations with a kosher. Bishloim l'ziri, now to Gemara asks, it's good according to Ziri who says medaberes means nistra, yichud, haine d'toni tarti. That's why we had two cases here, l'seiser or l'chorva. Just like we had two cases in the Mishnah according to Ziri, medaberes is nistra, and the case of me'uberes where she was pregnant is nivala. So here too, seiser means yichud, she just secluded herself, and Churva is a place of znus, that's Bia. So again, we have two cases, just like our Mishnah. El Rav Asi, according to Rav Asi, the Amar Nivala, that says that Seser also means Nivala. Tarti Lomli, why do you need these two cases? The Gemara answers, Chodok Tani, it's really all one big case, L'Seser the Churva. She went into seclusion in a Churva, which is a place of znus. But that's not what it says in the Braisa. It says it was two separate places, Seser or Churva. Gemara answers, you're right. It's two kinds of Churvas. One is a ruin that was in a city. As Rashi says, that she probably had relations with someone from the city, and it's speaking about a city where it was Roy Yisrael and they are kosher. And one is in a field which is far away from town, and there we have a suffering, maybe somebody, as Rashi says, Misoifa Oilam Bolakan, and Rove of the world are Goyim, and Goyim Pasel, a woman with their Bia to Kohana. And that's why we have two cases. Utsrichi need both cases. Diashmina Khurbada Masa, even with just telling me the case of a ruin in a city. But how come Akshar Ram Gamil? That's where Ram Gamil says we believe her and she's mutter to marry a kayin. Mishum de Roiv Kshayer Metzla. Because in the city, it's speaking about a case where Roiv of the city were Jews, kosher Jews, and therefore there's a Roiv Kshayer. And that's why Ram Gamil says she is believed. Avala Khurbada Dibra, about a ruin of a field away from the city where we can worry about the people coming from all over the world, and most of the world are Goyim Deroiv Psula Metzla. Ema Moidalela Rabbi Yeshua, I would say in that situation where the Rove, the majority, are puzzled to her, we should assume, Rabbi Gamliel would agree that we will assume that she had relations with a pasul, and therefore she will be pasul akona. Kamash malan, darim gamliel is matter, even by roif psulim, even by churba de dibra. Viashmina bahi, and if it would tell me by churba de dibra, bahi kama Rabbi Yeshua, that's where Rabbi Yeshua says it's pasul. We don't believe her, because it's roif psulim. Avo baha bada in a churba de masa of a city of roif yisrael, ema maidah rim gamliel, where it's roif yisrael, he's maidah to rim gamliel, she is believed. Tzrich, I need both cases. That what? That Rav Gamliel is machshir even by Rav Psulim, even by Churba de Dibra, and Rav Yeshua passels even by Rav Ksherim, which is Churba de Masa. So I need both cases. Meisve asked the Gemara question on Rav Asi. That medaberes means nivalo. Zu eidu sheishik sherlo, as Rashi explains, to testify on herself that she had relations with a kosher, the woman herself is believed. That's according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. For Rabbi Yeshua, I'm in the menace. Rabbi Yeshua says she's not believed to marry a kohen because we assume that she had relations with a posel. Amar lehem Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said to them, meaning to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, I atem moidim b'shvuya shenishbis v'yesh la'edim shenishbis. Don't you both agree to me, to the case of a woman taken into captivity, and there are witnesses she was taken into captivity. And she says that I'm Torah, that I didn't have any relations with any goy, and therefore I'll be kosher lakuna. She'ainan amena, she is not believed. Once we have the witnesses that saw her being taken into captivity, armaloy avol, they said, yes, in that case, avol means hang, as Rashi brings from the Pasuk of Bereishis Yud Zayin, avol sora ishtecha, and the Targum says, bekushta, in truth, we agree with you. Yes, you're right in that case. So then Rabbi Yeshua said back to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Gamliel, Uma hefresh yesh ben zulazu. What is the difference between our Mishnah and the case of Shvuya? Why by Shvuya is she not believed, and in our Mishnah you say she is believed? So they responded to Rabbi Yeshua, Lezu yesh edim, Lezu ein leidim. By Shvuya we have edim, because since she was in captivity with these goyim, that's tantamount, we're sure that a goy had relations with her, and that would possibly could, and then she is not nemenis that she had relations, or she didn't have any relations, she had relations with a kosher. She's in a camp, in captivity, it's like having edim that she had relations with apostle. But lezu ein leidim, but in our case where she was miyached with a stranger, there are no witnesses, we don't have any anan sahadi, we don't have any evidence that she in fact had relations, and therefore if she tells us she had relations with a kosher, she's believed. And let's see the Rashi inside. Divrei Amasel lezu ein edim, says Rashi, shenivala, there are no edim in our Mishnah that she had a maisa bia. Shalai ra'uhu ra'uha el medaberes. They only saw her talking to him. And now Rashi tells us, why does Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer say that she is believed? Because of a migui. Umigui di boya amra loy nevalti. Since there were no edim, and she could have said, I didn't have relations with him. Ki amra nami lekosher nevalti mehemna. If she says, yes, I had relations with him, but he was a kosher, and therefore I should be kosher to marry a koyin subsequently, she would be believed. On this, Rabbi Yeshua will answer that, as Rashi explains, there is one case in the Mishnah where we do have Edom, and that is the case of Muberes. There we see, by the fact that she is pregnant, that she in fact had relations with him, and therefore in that case there is no Migui, and still Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer argue on Rabbi Yeshua. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yeshua said back to them, Af Lezu Yesh Edom, in our Mishnah there's also Edom. Sharei kresa ben shinel, because in the case of Muberes, her stomach is in between her teeth, meaning that it's evident from the fact that she's now pregnant that she had relations. Amru loy, so they said back to Rabbi Yeshua, roi v'ayvdikuchavim prutzim barayis, most goyim are ports barayis. And Rashi says that we don't really understand what they're answering back to Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara later will explain clearly the dialogue here between Rabbi Yeshua versus Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Lahan, he answered back, Ein apatribus l'arayis. There's no one who can take shmira when you have a question of someone committing an avera concerning arayis, forbidden relations. And again, Rashi says, we don't have clear what Rabbi Yeshua is saying back to them. And we will see the explanation in a few lines. And the Braisa continues, Bamed dvor mamurim. As Rashi says, when does Rabbi Gamliel say she is nemen as be'edus isha begufa? That's the edus isha concerning herself. Aval edus isha bebita, by concerning a woman's testimony, not on herself, but concerning her daughter. Divri akoil avlat shtuki. Everyone agrees that the child is a shtuki. Shtuki, Rashi in Kedushin Daf Samach Tesamad Alv says that it means when a child calls out father, Abba, the mother says quiet because we really don't know who the father is. And the Gemara will explain later, what does this phrase mean? What is the status here? Does it mean shtuki apostle, or does it mean shtuki kosher? We'll see that in a few lines. And now the Gemara goes to explain the dialogue between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. My karma lahu, what did Rabbi Yeshua say to them? My karma hadrilei, and what did Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer retort back to Rabbi Yeshua? Hachi ka'amru lei. This is what they said to him. He shaftanu ala muberes. Now, as the Gemara is now going to explain, there are like words and lines missing from the dialogue. When he brought a proof from Shvuya, so they said something which we don't have recorded in the Brisa. They said to him, he shaftanu ala muberes. You have given us, Rashi says, tshuva gemura v'nitzachta. You won us over concerning muberes. But matishivenu ala medaberes. What are you going to say by medaberes? By the medaberes, there are no edim. So the Rishonim explain, it's not that Rabbi Elazar and Gamliel were capitulating to Rabbi Yeshua. They disagree with him. They hold that muberes is also in the menace. And we're going to find Gemara and Daf Yedalad, where Rabbi Gamliel paskened in a case of Muberes that she is mutter to a Kayin. She is muteris to a Kayin. They were just saying, according to your logic, you brought a good proof from Muberes. We hold that even a woman who is loose and she is not observant in Yonit Snias and she has relations, but she's still going to make sure that she won't have relations with someone that will pass her lakuna. She still wants to keep her options open that she could one day marry a kohen. You, however, disagree with that. You hold that once you see a woman is involved in bia before marriage, out of wedlock, so she won't, it won't be important to her who she is living with, even someone pasul. So according to your logic, you said that Muberes, where we know that she committed an act of Bia with this man, is tantamount to Shvuya. But what are you going to tell us about Menaberes? Menaberes, even according to you, why should I suspect that she actually had relations with a... if she only was B'yichud, why should I suspect that she has relations with apostle? Omar Lohem Midaberes Haina Shvuya. So that's where Rabbi Yeshua answers to them, which again we don't have in the Bryce itself. This is the missing dialogue he said back to the Rabbi Lezer and Gamliel, that I consider Midaberes also like Shvuya, because by Shvuya we also don't have Eidim that Tsar have Znus. The answer is that since she's amongst Goyim, that is considered like a non-sadi, that's like Edim, as if we realized that she had relations. For sure she had relations there with the Goyim. They took advantage of the situation. So I consider Medaberes, if someone is in Yichud with a stranger, I consider that also just like a Shvuya. Amru Loi. So here is where the Brisa continues the dialogue. Now we understand the dialogue of the Rabbi Elazar and Gamliel back to Rabbi Yeshua. Amru loy, shiny shuya, the Roy of the Kovim, Prutz and Barayase. You can't bring a comparison between Shvuya and Medaberes. Shvuya is speaking about a situation where Roy of Goyim are Prutz and Barayas. How can you compare that to Medaberes? Amru lahem, honami, kivin de itster. Ain't up a tribus larayas. That was Rabbi Yeshua's final retort back to Rabbi Elazar and Gamliel. Here also, since we have a rule, Ein Apotrobus L'Arayas, you can't have Shmira when you have a Chashash, that maybe a man and a woman had relations together. So once we have that rule of Ein Apotrobus L'Arayas, Medaberes is tantamount in the viewpoint of Rabbi Yeshua to Shvuya. Just like by Shvuya, we don't have Edim, but we assume she had Bia with the Goyim there, who Adin, by Medaberes, even if Medaberes means... If Medaberes means Yichud, but we're going to say that Ein Apotrobus L'Arayas, that she had relations, and once she has relations, she's not mafkin between someone who's going to make her posel lakuna or someone who will allow her to marry a kohen. Tanimius. Now comes the question that we're asking on Ravasi. Ravasi says that Medaberes means Nivala. Here you see Chlor from this Bryce, and not like that. Ketani mi is Tarti, Medaberes and Muberes. In the dialogue between Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Gamliel, we see that Rabbi Yeshua, that the Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer asked on Rabbi Yeshua, you answered us by Muberes, but what about Medaberes? According to you, Ravasi, they're both the same thing. Midaberes and Muberes are both that we have Edim that she had relations. And the Gemara says, Tiyufta de Ravasi, Tiyufta Enechanami. From this price, it will be a question, not just a kasha, but it's a Tiyufta, Upgeschlagen. Ravasi has checkmate that Ravasi has been schlugged up. His pshat is not valid, because otherwise we could not understand the dialogue here and what difference there would be between Midaberes and Nivala if they're, according to Ravasi, they're both a case where we have Edim, that she had relations. The Gemara asks now a question, as Rashi explains, on Rabbi Yeshua. What did Rabbi Yeshua bring as a proof to his shita that ain't in the menace from Shvuya? There's a big difference. By Shvuya, Roiva, the people there are puzzle. And in our case, in the Machlokes from Gamliel versus Rabbi Yeshua, they're Roiv Ksherim, Vahacha Roiv Ksherim Etzla. Most are kosher. The Gemara answers, Messiah to Rabbi Shuman Levi. This is a proof to Rabbi Shuman Levi. I'm Rabbi Shuman Levi. L'divrei ha-machshir, machshir afilu b'roi psulin. According to Rabbi Gamliel, who's machshir, as we learned before, not only is he machshir in a churba de maso, where it's a city with mostly Jewish people, but he's even mater in a churba de dibra, where you have to worry about goyim coming from the whole world. So the Rabbi Gamliel is mater, machshir, even by rov psulim. L'divrei ha-poisel, according to Rabbi Yeshua, apostles poisel afilu b'roi psherim. He apostles even by roiv Kisherim. And as Rashi explains, on this, Rav Yeshua was saying to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, you are masher by Roif Psulim. I'll bring you a raya from Shvuya, which is a case of Roif Psulim, and we see that it's Einan Nemenis. Asks Tosfos, we still have a question, because we could still make a distinction between Roiv Psulin, which Rabbi Gamliel's mater, and the case of Shvuya. Shvuya is called Psulin. Everybody in this camp of the Goyim is Psul. It's not a Roiv. It's Kol. She was in captivity in a Goyish camp. Everybody is. And here, it's at, even in Chuvra de Dibra, in a field, it's Roiv. So Tosfos answers, the second Tosfos on Dambid, the Ramascha Messayev, Rabbeinu Tam answers, the Roiv Kikoil, since we have a rule, Rubik Kikula, so we don't make a difference between the Churva, the Dibra, and the case of Shvuya. It's considered as if there's a Roiv, there's a Koil, that she had relations with a Pussel, and we cannot make such a distinction. And now we're going to have the Machlokas that we mentioned already on Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, L'divrei ha-machshir bo, machshir bebito. The chazaka on the mother is, as we explained from the Kilas Yaakov, is mevarer de metzias and memela machshir bebito. That chazaka, which told us that she was nivela to a kosher, is machshir her daughter as well, and the daughter is also mutter lekuna. L'divrei ha-poisel bo, if you hold that she is posel, ein in the menes poisel bebito, then apostles the daughter as well. However, Rabbi Lozer Oimer, no, L'divrei ha-machshir bo, poisel bebito. The chazok is not a beerer, as the stipler explained, it's a din, it's a way of being noyeg, but you're only noyeg this, to be mevarer the suffix through the chazaka on the one who has the chazaka. But the daughter who doesn't have the chazaka, the mother's chazaka won't help for the daughter who was born into a situation of a suffix, not knowing if her father was a posel or he was not a posel. So Rabbi Lozer holds that even if I machshir the mother, according to Rabbi Gamliel, I passel the daughter. Amar Rabba, my time with Rabbi Lazar. What's the reason of Rabbi Lazar why he says the daughter would still be passel? Bishlame ihi isla chazaka de kashrus. She has a chazaka de kashrus. Bito lesla chazaka de kashrus. And we don't hold chazaka as a beer. We hold chazaka as only a din. And therefore, the chazaka of the mother cannot help for the daughter.